Let's ruminate on the topic, man. Man, this is, I guess, an evaluation on the situation, for lack of better words. I didn't mean to call it that, but there it is. Look, all of this was built up into this time. And I got to talk about this, man. Now, I didn't do that live stream to rail in on my brother. Oh, no. I mean, and on top of that, for those that are a little younger and haven't gone through it yet, that one's for you. For those that are going through it, this one's for you. And I can only hope that you have done the right thing in your set and situation. But here it is for me, Mr., you know, 50 plus episodes. You know, platitude after platitude. And I go through life and I drop those platitudes and just live it. See what's really going on. And when I did, it came out to be this live show. But look, I didn't do that show just to, you know, expose my brother. And I'm like, air quotes on the expose word, because look, I wanted you to see it go on right in front of you. For those that listened, let him say what it was, let him tell the story. You really did the right thing. You did better than I did. Okay? I mean, after losing someone that was near and dear to me in my life, and he's gone now, and it's kind of strange, though. I get these guardian angel vibes. Okay, check it. Earlier today, I get in the shower and I just turn on the whatever live stream that, you know, that I usually listen to. And I just turn it on at random. And it gets me through that before I even go to work. See, it's my time off. And so, with my day job, thank goodness I'm able to do this and to talk to you. This is wonderful. I mean, I love this shit. But no, man, no matter what it sounded like. And yes, at the time, I meant for this all to be a spectacle for you. But it's no spectacle. I live it. You live it. You see it in your own lives. And I approached this last show like 2 hours, we're done. That's it. And into this, I would like to apologize to the brothers that I did invite and didn't get a chance to really speak it all, to be themselves in that show. They haven't heard from me in a long time, and that's okay. And I will give you more time. Definitely. I mean, this last show here, it's not over. That's why it was titled, We've Only Just Begun. It just started, man. Though what I want to let y'all all know is that you heard the show, and it's like, you know, Psyche Soap is like, yeah, man, throw your brother in there and let him just get, you know, a talking to from his brothers, and like, let him just go through the gauntlet, you know, with talking point after talking point. Oh no, it wasn't like that, brothers. And that's why I thank you, brothers, for doing that, for even sitting there and listening. You did better than I ever did. But listen, I did this shit for the past 6 months. You know, I wanted you to hear it and what it sounded like to you. I mean, I didn't put the show on just to insult him. Hell no. Because if any one of you motherfuckers did that, you'd have been gone. Gone. Before you even scheduled yourself to be. Though, I will tell you this. You've did more than I ever could in that show. In that program, the way that it was done, you seen through the shit and you listened to him. And thank goodness for all of you. I mean, some of you even just, you know, said nothing throughout the whole thing, which was the smartest thing for you to even do. Thank you. Because you should have done that. I didn't do that. I didn't do that, and I should have done that. But thank you all for doing that. Man, wow. You know, I brought up a little something where, you know, I will put on a live stream before I get in, like, you know, fresh and in the shower and all this shit, right? And there was a lot of podcasts going on, man. It's just awesome. I love that type of shit. And one of the brothers had said, like, this. Do you ever feel like there is no one? With all of these superhero movies and these comics and graphic novels and all this shit, do you see that no one is going to be the step up, the real hero? At first, I thought it was corny as fuck. That's a corny ass premise, but is it really? It's not. If you really look at it, it's really not. Do you even see where I'm coming from with this? Maybe not, but somewhere in that I was hearing like, oh wow, you know, there's really no one coming to save them. Should we be the superhero for that? And not all heroes wear capes. La la la, you ain't got a cape for them. And all of you do know that this is a story different from your average, you know, action hero premise or whatever the fuck it is. It's different. It's your actual real life. And you're going through it. Second by second, hour by hour, and so forth. And when you do that, there's no scripting it. There's no any of that. There is no set format for any of it. You're just in it. Breath by breath, life by life. Now, when it happened, when the show came on, I was expecting something totally different. I admit, you know, a few articles and whatever you thought about the certain thing, but when my brother got on, it was something different. And I thank all of you for doing this, for even showing up. Even if you didn't have much of a role or a part in it, I thank you for just being there. Because without that, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now, man. And I'm not going to get into some, you know, I'm just going to tell it like it is. Thank y'all for being in that damn live stream. But what I saw after the live stream, after it went off, after the cameras went off and all of that, what I seen was something that we only give a brief nod to when we talk about this stuff, when we talk about going our own ways. Some of you are, you know, probably got a friend of yours that are in the process of doing that, going their own way. But when that does happen, man, when it does happen, I don't, and this was me, I didn't think that it was going to be something easy, something that could be solved within a 30-minute or shit, even a 3-hour show. This was something that you're going to have to do the reality song and dance, I guess is what it's called, and talk to whoever the fuck it is, or go through with it with whomever the fuck it is. Now, brothers, I guess it is, it's really safe to assume that you've been through it already. I've been through it already. And we're talking to someone that is in real time going through it. And, you know, for fellas that have found that pill of truth, for those that have decided to go their own way after they've been through the stages of grief that that pill brought you, through the truth that has been just blaring loud, just for you to live it. And it is what it is. The truth in front of you. I've seen how it was for myself, and I am very sure, and I'm confident in thinking this, that you've seen this and been through it, went through it, got tired of it, and you're on the path. But to see someone else that is in process of doing that, for me to even think about it is even something enough to blow my mind. Just send it into the exosphere or whatever the fuck. But it happened. And I know to you that it's happened. And to others around you that you hold near and dear, that you don't even want, you know, to let go as a friend. And some of you had friends that have gone through it. They've heard at least a little snippet, just a little bit of what you had to give them or what you have learned getting the, and once you did that, you're like, I hope he understands just like me. But then again, situation after situation and day after day, sometimes, brother, it could even prove you wrong. You know, it's not the show itself. I came back, right? Back in town from my grandfather's funeral trip. Man, I was just, wow. Tears were on the airport floor. I'm not even playing with you, man. And it kind of weirded me out as I was doing it, because why now? Why tears now? I mean, you didn't do it at the funeral. Why now? when no one that you know is seeing you, but I know what it is. I mean, you're that one where, you know, they go to you, and the worst of all situations can happen. Let's just say, a paramedic picks up one of your family members. A paramedic picks up one of your family members and shit. And you're just stewing over it about a week later or some shit like that. But no. It's a bit like that. It's a bit like that. But not totally like that. When I came back from the funeral trip, and this is back in Rumination 11 or 12, I guess, right? And I seen a man who was, you know, a veteran. You know, I mean, just a civil service veteran as well. And to have just gone through it and took the slings and arrows that came with it. And I'm like, wow, I'm waffling. I know it, but let me get through this, because the platitudes that I've been speaking and everything, I got to apply that now. I got to live that now. And look out for him, you, any of you. And the responsibility of that is real. The accountability of that is real, too. There's a difference. And y'all know that. I'm not fooling anyone or breaking any shocking news by that, because you know it. Look, man, all I'm trying to say is this. You know, to be the man you say you are and then some, you gotta be that motherfucker that doesn't even just jump in there and tell them what the fuck to do with their own lives. These are adults we're talking to. You're not raising your son here. And even that, you'll still be like, I don't know if I want to do that to him right now. I don't even know if I'll even want to tell him about that. But look, if you were finding yourself in a situation or a point with your son and you're thinking, no, I don't know if I want to tell him about it. Tell him about it. Tell him about it. The ups and the downs of your life, tell him about it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, shit. I mean, chances are, more often than not, he's going to tune you out and he's going to talk about what he goes through in life. I mean, I've been on both sides of that. The fucked up thing about this is that society will not let us be that man. You have got to go through a lot of shit to be that guy. You know? I guess so. Ruminating even further. Ruminations on the show. On the show. I mean, the whole damn thing. Like, you know, whatever this shit is. No, I'm just going to say it like this, man. For those that came through at the beginning, I want to apologize to you, because you deserved a bigger role in that. I just know how to introduce the show, say a few articles, play a few videos, and there it is. Right now, I'm ruminating on the topic. Yeah, brothers, I apologize. I mean, I should have kept you there. As stupid as this sounds, I should have kept y'all there. Because what had happened in the second half of the show, I don't know. Was it an intervention? You can call it that. Good. I mean, it was that. What you want me to tell you, huh? Look, we gotta be these guys to turn the tide around. The sad part about this all is not because, yo, I want to walk off, cope into the sunset and seethe. Cope into the sunset and seethe. No, not me. But look, I can't be that guy, right? Because I'm in the process of going my own way in this path. That path, that's mine there. But look, y'all got that too. Y'all got paths. Y'all got lives. Thank you to those that did give advice to my brother. Thank you to the fellas that didn't give advice to him and just listened. And for those that was tuned in long enough to hear me just rail in, just act a fool with it. Yeah, I'm gonna expose you. That ain't right. No, man. No, that's not good. My brother wasn't meant to be exposed, like, just exposed. To be exposed, to be a spectacle to anyone. His life to be a drama, a spectacle to anyone. And you know what? Ownership, that was on me, man. I said that shit and I should have never said that shit. However, man, those that seen through all the bullshit, thank you. You know, I'd like to thank my brother for even sitting in that show to even hear that. He didn't even flip wild on you. He didn't even, you know. Yeah, he gave his excuses, whatever. We all do. I did it. But gave you what he goes through, his life. I didn't mean to do that, but no, really. For you to even listen to an experience of his, and for you guys and for you fellas to let him know that there are other ways to this. There are other ways to freedom. Thank you all for doing that. I mean, y'all did it in a way I could never do it. And yeah, that right there brings a smile on my face. I'm not really that sad anymore because I got y'all. Thank you. You got me. You know? Man. What would I ever do without you guys? Thank y'all, man. All right. More ruminations to come. You know? Yeah. Y'all are the greatest. Thank you.